feels inside. Mm-hmm. And I think when you have to force somebody, then that, I don't think that that religion is right then. If you're forcing people to believe in something they don't want to.
Yeah.
What are the parts of the longhouse that you think are important to keep? Like the Indian way of living?
Well, there's a lot of ways that religion, there's a lot of things that you wouldn't do the same what you used to do before you become a Christian. So the other, like longhouse beliefs, they shouldn't do the same. They should do the same like a drinking.
Mm-hmm. I believe in that. I believe that they shouldn't do stuff like that. Because if it means that much to you, it's like going to a Catholic church and then telling you to be brother and sister no matter what color you are, and then you go home and you stab this person in the back because he's black, or the neighborhood's going to go down, and then you sign a paper saying, I don't want that person there.
Mm-hmm.
Or it's just like saying, well, we don't drink, and then you go home and get drunk.
So have you been, has the Christian religion been important to you since you were a child? Were you raised in
Christian? Yes,
Was the school a Christian school or a public school?
Public school.
Were you ever taught by your parents how to, like let's say you had a cold, were you ever taught to make medicine from roots, just, you know, to heal yourself, your body? Or?
Well, it's just what I saw, not just what they use, what they usually do. And what they get from different people, the medicine that's good for if anybody gets sick or something.
Were there people when you grew up who were used plants and whatnot, and so that was somebody you went to get medicines from, or were doctors used as much as they are now?
No, not that. The doctors wasn't that many. There was just one used to be at Muncie.
I interrupted you, I'm sorry.
Thank you.
I forgot what it
was. Thanks a lot.
Sorry.
Did it again. Do you, like even today, do you still go to see a doctor, or do you go to see a person that would give you the medicine to, or
both?
You do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I do occasionally, but it's hard for me to find a person that actually really knows what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like you find the odd one that knows a little bit, and then there's another one over there that knows a bit about something else.
Mm-hmm.
But is there like one specific person you would go to on this reserve, or is there a lot of people that know?
Well, I don't go any place else, just to have a cousin that he knows a little bit about
the herbs.
I had them in my classroom.
Those
all
are
day
yellow
today
jackets.
Too.
Do you have a raid?
Spray
can.
Yeah, I have some place.
He may find his way out in a minute.
The only thing I don't like is they like hairspray or they like anything that smells like perfume.
Right.
And guess who's wearing it today?
Me too. Hazel, do you know of other women on Oneida who do crafts that you think are particularly among the older women who are craftswomen?
Older women. There's Verlin Cornelius. She does beadwork and makes the baskets.
Did you ever dance?
No.
Did you ever dance long
no.
time ago? Would you ever do it if you were able to?
I'd like to, but I can't do it.
Not with your heart trouble.
Yeah. Well, I used to dance when I was young, but
so Verlin, she does beadwork and baskets.
Yeah, and she makes she does leather work, moccasins. My niece, but they're not home. they're the one that's their picture there. They always traveling.
Oh yeah.
What's her name? Because maybe we can talk to her another time.
They're the ones that sing, eh?
Yes.
What's her first name?
Kathy.
Kathy.
Yeah.
Do they, is it gospel singing that they do?
Yes.
So they're off traveling and singing now, are they?
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah, they are. They're always traveling.
So what clan are you from then?
Clan?
Yeah, they have clans on the reserve here.
Wolf.
Wolf. I'm going to see a woman in Windsor that's Wolf clan.
Oh.
She's from the States. Her name is Twyla.
Oh, yeah.
And she's a really good talker. She tells you about your, what do you call it? It's like a life circle, but it's not the same kind that
mm-hmm.
I make up. Like almost like a horoscope type thing.
Oh.
But only it's in me.
Mm-hmm.
Astral chart or something. Yes. Anybody else? Anybody else that you can think of?
No, I can't think of anybody else.
Okay, that's good. Let me see your questions. There was something I wanted to ask him. Since you interrupted me.
Blame everything on me. I don't have a cold, so you're not going to get my germs. This is just my allergies. So ever since the trees started, my nose started running.
Oh, what?
Is this a basket you made down here too?
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
That's about 25 years ago.
Isn't that nice? You know what I should do is the next time that we're out here, if it worked out for you, would be I have some background paper at home that I could set the background paper behind it and take some couple of close-up pictures.
Oh, yeah.
Because I would like some pictures of your basket work.
Mm-hmm.
Can I see your little basket?
That one's kind of faded now, see?
Oh, so
inside
the.
My grandmother used to make them.
They are really fine.
What's the purpose of this? Is it just fancy design, or like, is there a reason why you do that?
You mean these?
Yeah.
Or just to make it fancy.
How long does a basket usually keep? Like when you make a basket, how long does it normally keep?
A long time. You take care of it, good care of it.
Mm-hmm. You've had this one for 25 years?
I think it might be more. That's fine.
Did you ever make the corn baskets? What they call the
corn baskets? No, I never. I started one time, but I don't remember what happened. That I just quit. I didn't finish it, and then it got broke. I had about halfway up weaved and then left it in.
Yeah.
The splints wasn't good enough anyway, that's why it started to break.
Okay, so this is